with this KLAM Sports Update. For this Wednesday, March 20th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. The Dan Lennon Invite taking place in Vermilion, South Dakota at the University of South Dakota yesterday for some of the smaller classes of schools in the area. Akron Westfield, Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central River Valley, and Hinton all competing in Vermilion. Let's take a look at some of the highlights from those three teams. We'll start in the short distance. Boys 60-meter hurdles. It was Bo Goodwin of KPW-CRV. Got off to a great start. He won the prelims with a time of 8.55 seconds, then ran an 8.61 in the semis to place third. Unfortunately, he would DQ in the finals, so didn't get quite the top spot he was looking for, but still really good showings in the first two rounds of the 60-meter hurdles. Girls 60-meter hurdles, it was Bailey Boovie who took home third place for the Blackhawks, a time of 9.62 seconds. She won the semifinal round with a time of 9.47. Now to some field events. We have some pretty good field athletes this year in Plymouth County track and field. Let's take a look at the boys' high jump. It was KPW-CRV's Bo Goodwin trying to jump out of the Dakota Dome. He did a pretty good job with a jump of 6 feet 6 inches, and that's a gold medal for Bo Goodwin. The girls' high jump, it was Bailey Boovie of Hinton taking home second place with a jump of 5 feet 1 inch. We go to the long jump on the boys' side. Bo Goodwin of KPW-CRV, another top finish for him. Second place, jump of 20 feet 10 and 3 quarters of an inch. The girls' long jump went to Julia Militik for KPW-CRV. She takes home third. That was the top finish for the area. Jump of 16 feet 2 and a quarter inches. Bailey Boovie of Hinton also cracking the top 5 in fifth place. A jump of 15 feet 11 inches. Now to some throwing events. The boys' shot put, or the throwing event, I should say. Akron Westfield's Ian Blau is back at it once again, and he is more lethal, I think, this year than last year, which was scary considering he won the shot put and the discus state title last year in Class 1A. What does he do to start 2024? Well, he chucks one 56 feet 9 and a quarter inches and sets a new Akron Westfield school record. And, of course, that broke his previous record from last year that he set at state at just shy of 56 feet. Again, Ian Blau of Akron Westfield winning the Dan Lennon Invite in the shot put. Hinton's Brooks Binibos took home sixth place in that event with a throw of 47 feet and 3 quarters of an inch. Hinton girls shot put thrower Lauren Kunkel took home fourth place with a throw of 34 feet 11 and a quarter inches. To the girls sprint medley, one of the top relay teams around the area this year for Hinton. The girls team of Ava Lang, Ashlyn Kovarna, Casey Allen, and Gabby Friesen take home the top spot in the sprint medley, a time of 4:35.81. Also a champion for Hinton girls relay squads, the 4x4. It was Gabby Friesen, Ava Lang, Casey Allen, and Bailey Boovie taking home the top spot, a time of 4:23.59. KPW-CRV's team of Julia Militik, Natalie Schlanger, Peyton Trapp, and Brooklyn Bielner took home fourth place with a time of 4:33.11. Then finally to the boys' 4x200-meter relay, KPW-CRV's team of Wyatt Husingay, Eric McGill, Jacob King, and Bo Goodwin take home third place, a time of 1:37.99. We've got links to all these individual results from Hinton, KPW-CRV, and Akron Westfield. You can find those on our website at KLAM1410.com, either under the Sports Scores and Results page or under the KLAM Spring Sports Schedule page. Again, that's all at KLAM1410.com. We leave the track for just a moment, go back to the hardwood in basketball, where the 2024 NAIA Women's Basketball National Tournament will be continuing at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tomorrow. 16 teams from across the country will be competing for the national championship. Tournament co-director Corey Westress says it is the 27th year that Sioux City has gotten to host the event.
We were the host of the Division II tournament from 1998 through 2020, and since 2021, we have been the one division of NAIA women's basketball host. More basketball games for the women been played in Sioux City than any other venue in the United States. We got that distinction in 2019 when we passed Jackson, Tennessee and Omen Arena. Over 700 games have been played here in Sioux City.
Five of the final 16 teams in the tournament will be well known to local basketball fans, hailing from the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
Five teams from the most local conference, the GPAC, the Great Plains Athletic Conference, will be here with Dort, Concordia, Dakota Wesleyan, Briarcliff, and the University of Jamestown. We also have Dakota State in the field. They're not far away, and of course, they made it all the way to the semifinals last year.
The tournament continues on Thursday starting at 1 p.m. There will be an earlier start time on Friday at 11 a.m. when 1,000 local school children are expected to attend. Of course, the round of 16, he mentioned it, Briarcliff and Dort competing in the NAIA Women's Basketball National Tournament. The hyper-local ties coming from Kingsley Pearson with Mackenzie Goodwin on the Dort women's basketball roster. They are a top seed in their quadrant. Briarcliff, of course, is the seventh seed in that quadrant, and they, of course, feature Galen Catholic alum Rachel Langle. If both Dort and Briarcliff are to win their games on Friday night, we could see a Dort-Briarcliff matchup coming up in the quarterfinals on Saturday. Dort plays Friday at 6 o'clock, and Briarcliff plays Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Tyson Event Center in downtown Sioux City. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.